Okay, back in Gloucester now at the office of Chief Administrative Officer Jim Destino, and we're just talking golf in our warm-up session here because it is springtime. So happy spring, Jim, and maybe we could ask you a little bit how the budget update is, because I think you're probably going to be heading into the home stretch here pretty soon, wouldn't you?
Good morning, Rick. Yeah, it is spring, and spring means budget, not golf anymore, but it means budget for me, and we've started our reviews. We gave guidance to all the department heads for a level service budget. Their budgets have been submitted. They were submitted last week. We started our line item by line item review of everyone's budget. And this budget's going to be a little difficult, because of, the things that we've been talking about, struggling with. The West Parish debt's going to hit this year, which is going to be a big number. We've also, last year was the last year we're going to get the $1.5 million back from the old high school project that was done 20 years ago. So there's another $1.5 million revenue not coming in, even though that did go to debt service. Our debt service hasn't increased. It's actually increased because of the, past borrowings. So we've got to tighten the belt. It's going to be a very tight budget. We've asked, the operating expenses are tight. We've told all the budget department heads to put capital needs in their budget this year. Because of our new fiscal policy, we put in place on free cash. We do have building up our stabilization funds, both for capital projects and for maintenance of our facilities. So whether these things will get funded in the general fund, the capital needs, or they're funded through one of our stabilization funds, it'll be the basis by which we start to plan capital projects, which really need to be done. It's an exhaustive process. We go have every department head in, the CFO and myself, and we go through line item by line item. Then we recommend to the mayor, and then the mayor will send the budget onto the city council, and then we do it all over again, line item by line item, for their review.
Most recent headline in the paper had to do with the school committee budget, and they want, I think, that it was something like close to a 3% increase, and that's not level funding, obviously. But how does that work? Because I know that they set up their own budget, and then it comes over to city council. How does that work?
So the school committee they're still in their process. I think they have a public hearing next week, and then they have the week after that a final vote on their budget. Their budget went up 2.74%. In this Proposition 2.5 world, it really isn't a really bad number. Even though level services budgets are expected to be flat, it doesn't mean the revenue is flat, because there are COLAs, cost of living increases for pays. There are step increases, track increases in the schools. So there is increase in pay every year. So even though you ask for level services, budgets still go up. We're negotiating contracts with our unions. We have three of them signed, three of them not. We're in full into the negotiations with those other three unions, and we're hoping to get that done at some point. The mayor is one member of a seven school body school committee, and they will vote a budget and recommend it to the mayor, and then the mayor will take the overall school budget, just the bottom line. They don't do the line item by line item review. We only take the bottom line, and we will either ask for it to be reduced. And we really, this is our third budget, Rick, and over that time, we've really developed a really good relationship with the school committee. We want to fund education. We want to fund everything we can within our limits, and we will do everything within our limits. We are going to be fiscally sound and conservative, both with revenues and expenditures going forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, and speaking of spring, walking the dog up by Stage Fort Park, noticing that that end of the boulevard from the bridge over to Stage Fort is looking pretty good. Any projection on when that project's done?
Yes, matter of fact, it's very exciting. A couple of projects, let me just mention. The first of all, the CSO project, which is the finally separating our stormwater from our sewer drains in the city. It's been going on for 10 plus years. We'll be coming to an end, and we'll be the final two couple of paving projects. Well, the CSO project will be glad to put behind us, and it's done a lot of good both for our clean waters out front and our in our harbor, as well as you know, our sewer pumping station, sewage treatment plant, I should say. So, you know, we're happy to see that get behind us. The Stacy Boulevard is slated for a mid-May completion. You know, the new seawall, the railings, the lighting all the way down Lucy Davis is going to be spectacular this year. And you will see the new planters that have been put in. And I would invite everyone to come and visit, especially this spring when we you'll see the 23,000 plus tulips that have been planted, and it'll be blooming, and it'll be a really a spectacular sight.
Oh my, okay. All right, let's go up toward Rockport up on 128 extension at the Blackburn Circle. Both sides of the circle, you've got a marijuana facility projected for Blackburn, and then the other side you've got the Fuller School property. Any thing you can update us on?
Okay, let's take the medical marijuana facility first. We had two applications in front of us. They both went in front of the city council. Well, let me take you back. The first thing that happens when a medical marijuana wants to come into your town is they have to address the host agreement. And the host agreement we negotiated. As a matter of fact, I was at an MMA meeting not long ago, and someone stood up and said that they want the state to negotiate these host agreements instead of the local communities. That's not what Gloucester wants, and I spoke against that. I said that most communities were getting 3% of gross sales of these medical marijuana facilities, plus other things like, you know, a pilot, payment in lieu of taxes, and building permit fees. And we negotiated 5% of gross sales here in Gloucester, which was the highest in the Commonwealth at that time, and I'm not sure it's been higher since. So that's a good thing. That is one of them. Happy Valley Ventures has been permitted, and we expect to see up the Blackburn Tavern, the Blackburn Industrial Park, and we expect to see some shovels in the ground soon there. And coupled with that, we have, recreational marijuana has been passed in Gloucester, in the Commonwealth of Mass, and, the regulations are still being put together around that at the state level, but we haven't sat on our hands here. We've been meeting diligently. The Board of Health, Karen Carroll, director, is chairing those meetings. We have a regional meeting April 28th with stakeholders at the Beauport Hotel, everyone from law enforcement to legal to health. We're trying to find out how best to situate the city when it comes to these recreational facilities as we await the regulations from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. The Fuller project is moving forward. The first step of the Fuller project was the rezoning of the area to allow the types of uses that the Fuller Venture Group is asking for, which is a mixed use, some retail, some housing, and the new YMCA. They're in front of the planning board right now with that overlay district zoning amendment, which will then be sent to the city council. I think there's a lot of misconception about the Fuller deal out there, Rick, to be honest with you. And I think that people should understand, what had happened when we got here, that, Fuller, there was a study done for the Fuller site about public safety and the for public safety building up there. And that, the study said that it was going to be between $40 and $50 million to build a public safety building up there. And without a debt exclusion or an override vote, that's something that the city could not afford at this time. So, it was a valuable piece of property. We had another vision for public safety buildings, the mayor, and we hope that, our decision to put that piece of property for sale has gone well to this point. We've got a mixed use, just what the people wanted in a referendum vote. There's still some hurdles about affordable housing. But we're you know, talking about that, and I think we have some solutions to the affordable housing piece of this, and we look forward to you know, the open public hearings at the City Council on this issue.
Anything else you want to mention?
Well, I could really use some good weather, you know, so we could get the ball fields ready. I know, you know, when we get a late, cold, you know, wet spring like this, you know, there's a lot of things that on the agenda. We look at our DPW workload, and we're trying to get cemeteries for Memorial Day and the ball fields ready for all the, you know, the school sports to start up. And we get this kind of weather, it really puts us behind. So we could use some good weather. And, of course, we always want to get good weather in May and June for our beaches. And I think that overall, Rick, I would say the state of the city is really doing – we're doing well. I think the managers, the attitudes, the cooperation that's going around, we just need that to trickle out to the community. And maybe it's we need to get our message out better, but things are good. This is open government. It's working well, and we invite all the people of Gloucester to join in.
Good weather in City Hall, then. Great. Okay, thanks, Jim. That is Gloucester Chief Administrative Officer Jim Destino.